Dear Diary, ladies, I'm here to save you today. Save you from having to have a difficult discussion with the men in your life. I'll do it for you. It might hurt their feelings for a little while, but the good news is they'll just be mad at me, not you. You can just play dumb. Say something along the lines of, yeah, I mean, he said it, but actually, maybe you want to give it a try. That's your approach that you can take. So here it is. Men, listen up. For the love of God and all that is wonderful in this world, would you please go buy yourself a second pair of shoes and stop wearing those sad sneakers all the time? Guys, I know you don't realize it because you're, well, guys, but women pay attention to the shoes you wear, and it counts for a lot. So when you're walking around town and work and the club and everywhere in between with your same sad pair of 1987 white New Balance sneakers, you are giving off the raw sex appeal of a virgin who still lives in his mom's basement. Dude, seriously, burn those shoes and start over. They're barely good enough to be lawn mowing shoes.
Whatever, I don't care about shoes.
That may be true. But that's not the point. She cares about your shoes. And you care what she thinks, don't you? You want to see a naked lady again at some point in your life, right? Well, then trust me on this and get yourself at least one pair of halfway decent shoes, because your current Kmart fashion ain't getting the job done here. There you go, ladies. You're welcome. And when your man comes home and starts asking questions, just blame me for the whole thing. Moving on, Diary. Can I just ask a big picture question here? Who on this entire planet is still watching infomercials? Now, you would assume the answer is nobody. But if that were the case, there wouldn't be any infomercials on TV anymore, and they're still there. So that means somebody is watching and buying this stuff. Let me give you a peek behind the scenes here at the Morning Thang Broadcast Palace. We have a TV in the studio, and every morning, it's on some kind of news channel. And I hate the news. All it does is highlight everything bad in this world and make us all think things are never going to get any better. But I have no choice, because what I want to do in the morning is watch food. People making food, talking about food, eating food. Food is the ultimate happy place, and that's how I think everybody should start their day. Happy. Here's the problem. The Food Network, still to this day, shows infomercials all morning instead of cooking shows. You gotta be kidding me. That's better programming than using actual shows with real humans? Who in their right mind is watching these things? You can watch basically any show or movie you want at any time, and you're sitting there watching Cindy Crawford's Beauty Secrets instead? What is wrong with you? Stop doing that. I need those to go away. Till next time, Diary, I say goodbye.